The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
One of the things that I've always hated about working in an office.
What?
Work. One.
Yeah.
Deadlines.
Yeah.
Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Suits.
Basically, I don't think I like working.
No.
Also, one thing that I don't like and that I've never liked is how people will walk around the office and refer to people as their work husband and their work wife. Like,
oh, yeah.
I have my real husband and my real wife at home, mm-hmm. but here, you're my work husband and we go to lunch every day. It just felt so weird to me when people would do that.
Well, it feels wrong.
Yeah.
It does, but people think it's fine. And apparently, Jason, who's on the phone for a War of the Roses to catch a cheater today, thinks that his wife might be cheating with her work husband. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Not much, man.
We're fine.
Yeah, we're doing okay. I work with my wife, so I'm her work husband, too.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the same boat you are. What's going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll just kind of lay it out for you guys. But, you know, we're pretty newly married. We've only been married for a year and a half. And we dated for a while before that. But, you know, we're kind of new into this. And I really think that she's cheating on me.
Why do you think that?
So, you know, her job, she's a high performer at her job, and I really love and respect that about her. And so one of her duties is that she mentors new hires, right? She, like, takes them under her wing and, like, you know, shows them the ropes about, you know, what to do, what not to do, kind of flesh out the position, you know, all that good stuff.
Okay.
And she's done it a couple times, and it's not been a problem. Like, you know, she's had people assigned under her. They might get some coffee sometimes, you know, she'll work late every now and then, or, you know, be on some virtual meetings or something. But this one seems like a little different, and I don't know if I trust it.
Why do you say it seems different?
Well, you know, to your point, like earlier in this conversation, like she refers to him as her work husband, and she's never done that before. She's never referred to anybody.
Wow, that's weird.
She refers to him as her work husband to you?
Yeah, to me. She's like, I'll just talk with my work husband.
That's so,
like,
weird.
What?
Yeah, that is weird. And if she's mentoring him, it's more like her work son.
Yeah.
You know, she's going husband on it. That's odd, especially if she's never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's never done it before. And, like, she's only been working with this guy for maybe 2 months now or so. Like, I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, I can understand it if they work together for, like, years, like, I get it, right? But no, it's been a couple months.
Okay,
right.
So that's odd.
You know, I mean, here's what got me. With this whole thing is she made reservations to go out to this really nice restaurant with the guy.
Really?
Like, she called up the restaurant, made reservations, really nice place. She never does that. Like, you know, we don't go out to nice restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll go to, like, an Applebee's or something. Like,
hey, that's nice for some people.
Red Robin.
Yeah. How dare you?
Like, that's our style. I'm like, I love that. But here she is, like, going to this fancy place with this guy, and, like, she made a reservation, and I confronted her about it, and she got all defensive. She was like, hey, this is my job. Like, what are you doing about this? Like, I have to do this for work. And it just, I don't know, man. Like, the vibe just didn't seem right. You know, I try to give her space and, like, respect her, and, like, you know, I don't want her to think, like, I'm snooping on her or anything like that. But, like, at the same time, I don't want to be taken advantage of, you know? I'm
not, for sure. Like, like, is she being shady with her phone at all? Because that's usually, like, a dead giveaway.
I mean, she's always been a little, like, protective of her phone, right? But I just, like, chalk it up to her personality. Like, it's not like she just suddenly put a password on the phone. She's had a password since, like, the moment we started hanging out.
Do you know her password?
No, but she doesn't know mine, so.
Yeah. Okay.
So she made reservations with this dude at a really nice restaurant, and it just doesn't feel right to you.
Yeah, she just talks about him a lot. Like, you know, she talks about how he's a really hard worker, and he's smart, and she's never talked that much about anybody she's ever worked with.
Okay.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Okay, so she made a reservation at this place, which means they always ask for your phone number when you make a reservation. Mm-hmm. What's the name of the restaurant?
Emporium.
Okay. We'll play a song, come back, and then I'll pretend to call her from that restaurant, ask her a little bit about how her experience was, and then offer her another romantic dining package and see whose name she gives us to go with her. And that probably will tell you everything you need to know right there.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
We'll play a song, come back, and then we'll find out if she is, in fact, cheating with her work husband next. It's the Jubal Show. In the middle of War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and Jason is on the phone. He thinks that his wife of a year and a half might be dipping her pen in the company ink.
Oh.
Or I guess that would be the opposite. Whatever.
That's a good metaphor, though.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, so, Jason, are you ready to call her and see if she is cheating on you?
Yeah, I mean, like, let's do it. Let's see what's up.
Okay, just to remind everybody, if you're just joining us, she has a job where she mentors a lot of new hires, and recently this dude started, and she's been mentoring this guy, but it seems different to Jason than any other times. Also, the other day, she made a reservation at a really nice restaurant and said she had to take this guy to dinner there, except she's never done that before. So now Jason is like, something's going on. Also, she has referred to him as her work husband, which some people do. Again, also, Jason, she's never done that before, right?
Right. Right. That's spot on.
Okay. And I do this every time. I always forget to ask the name. What's your wife's name?
That's Molly.
Molly. Okay. I'm going to pretend to be from the restaurant she made a reservation at and see if we can get to the bottom of it. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, this is Steuben calling from I was looking for Molly.
Yep. This is Molly.
You made a reservation with us the other night, so wanted to first call and say thank you for your business. I hope you enjoyed your meal and your experience.
I did.
I wanted to say that you've been randomly selected for a romantic dining package with us.
Okay. So, like a dinner for two, essentially?
Yes, dinner for two in our private room, which is very expensive normally. It includes flowers and some chocolates and free, you know, all sorts of stuff. And it's all on the house. We just really like to say thank you to people who come in here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. That's so nice. Well, thank you. That's very kind.
No problem. And the cool thing about it is with this package, you can send flowers ahead of time to the person that you want to take with you. I'm assuming it's probably a romantic interest.
Okay, sure. Yeah, why not? I guess I'm interested in that. What do you need from me?
What we can do is we can get you all set up with a reservation in just a second, and we can I can get the info in for the flowers that we can send to whomever you want to send them to say, hey, let's go to dinner and have a fun little romantic eve. I just need to start by getting the name of the person that you would like to take on this romantic experience.
Can I send the flowers to his name is Derek?
Derek. D-E-R-E-C-K or K?
Just a K, yeah.
Derek, okay. That is interesting. Is that who you were here in with the other night? I know you were at a...
Yeah, yeah.
That's exciting. Get you both back in
here. Yeah.
All right, well, that's great news, and I'm really happy that you're accepting this and sending those flowers to Derek. I would have rather that you sent them to your husband, Jason, though, because then that would mean you weren't cheating on him.
I'm sorry? Wait, what did you just say?
What the hell, Molly? Like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
What is this?
Wait, no. Don't turn this around on me. Don't turn this around on me. Like, you cheated on me once.
What is going on? Who is this person?
And now you're doing it again. Molly, who's this person? Who's this Derek guy? What the hell, Molly?
Yeah, who's Derek?
You know who Derek is. Who are you?
Who?
Wow.
I don't even know. I feel like I don't even know you.
Well, you might not.
I don't think you do know me.
Yeah, that's Alex from the Jubal Show. My name is Jubal, and that's English Evan.
Hello.
And on the phone is your husband, Jason.
You remember him?
Look, I have no clue what's going on here.
I'll tell you what's going on here. The Jubal Show is a radio show, and we do a segment where if you think that your significant other is cheating on you, we call up and try to find out. And your husband, Jason, has been suspicious of your relationship with your work husband, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like...
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. He's jealous of my work relationship. I don't know why he doesn't just get a career of his own. Jason, I love you.
Wow.
I know you love working from home, but I know that you've been unhappy.
Wow.
And I just don't... So what? My work sends me to a nice restaurant to celebrate my new hire.
Aren't you married?
What does that have to do with anything?
Just confused why you're not taking your husband on this nice...
Why I'm not at home cooking his dinner? That's
No. That's not what I said.
He said
so
you...
What? I have a career, you guys.
Molly, are you forgetting the fact that, you know, these guys asked you if you would want to go on a romantic dinner package and you chose him? Like, you chose to give him? Like, what? You say like nothing's going on. Like, here you are sending flowers to this guy. Right? And like...
Jason.
And you just
accepted.
No.
Jason, listen, I'm sorry. It was a joke. Okay?
Oh, wow.
What do you think I am?
It would be funny.
Molly, don't you dare.
I thought it would be funny. When we were there the other night, everyone kept on saying, oh, are you engaged? And so I thought it would be funny.
Oh, I wonder why they were saying that.
One
yeah.
step further.
Oh, and oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel like usually Mollies are so sweet. You know, like...
We got a bad Molly.
Maybe that's a thing.
A cheater as a Molly.
Jason, you know me.
Molly, I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out. I do know you, right? This isn't the first time you've done this. You've done this before. And like every time you lie your way out of it and you manipulate me. And you always do this. You always do this. You always turn sweet and then I take you back and then we're good for a little bit. And then you know what? Then you do this all over again. Right? And I'm just done. No, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want to do this.
No, she's all sad. Just hang up on her, Jubal. Just hang up.
You know what? Out of this, okay?
Whoa.
This has nothing to do
Girl
with you.
Girl, back.
You please just...
Wow.
See that switch she flipped?
Bam.
Dang. Oh, my God.
I did hang up on her. Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Molly's got a tough streak.
Yeah, Jason. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. That.
She sounds kind of crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, I mean, that's why I'm with her. Like, that excitement, like, that crazy vibe, like, that's what I love about her.
You like that?
Wait, so... Yeah, but she's cheating on you. Again, it sounds like.
I mean, if she's cheating, like, I just can't do that.
Yeah,
man. Again, I gotta...
Look, yeah, that's not cool at all.
If it already happened once and you took her back because she was being very manipulative, then she's gonna just keep doing it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are right.
Know that you'll find somebody else. Maybe you can find someone who's the kind of crazy that you like.
Yeah.
But also is crazy in love with you and won't cheat on you, okay?
I mean, here's hoping, guys. Thanks for helping me out with this.
We'll hook you up. Like, if there's any slightly crazy faithful women out there, text in 41061. We'll send them your way, okay?
If your name crazy is, who won't cheat.
Yeah. If your name is Molly, do not text in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
The Jubal Show on demand.